Wow. Wow. It is time. It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And I gotta say, if you got the tail end of that show or all of it, it starts at 2:30, and we recommend that you do get it. Wow, what an amazing thing. And for those of you that were listening, that word that came forth just then to the guy in the red shirt is my guy right here, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor. And it was an amazing word from God, just like the one for me last week was, and life-changing and powerful. And I will say, I just want to thank those dear saints of God for being so obedient to speak forth a prophetic word as they do. And we never know what God's going to do and what he's going to say. Pastor Jim, I know you're reeling just like I was last week. I was absolutely reeling after what happened to me and the prophetic word they spoke over me last week. Hang on, let me get you. There you go. Now, go ahead.
You know, yeah, I'm still kind of...
You're still crying, probably.
I'm still almost crying.
Yeah.
That word from the Lord was so...
Yes.
So right on and
right.
Spoke to a lot of issues I've been dealing with.
Right.
And it was just amazing because they don't know me.
No.
I mean, they have no idea who I am.
Right.
But God does. And that's the whole thing with prophecies and words of knowledge.
Woo!
God knows. And they spoke it out.
You know, the thing is being obedient to what God asks us to share.
Right.
Whether it's prophetically, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, whatever. And these dear ones that come in on that show before us, they are so anointed. Their show is so amazing. And they are so obedient to what God has, you know, for them to share, as they did last week over me. And I tell you, I couldn't hardly even start the show last week, Pastor Jim, because I was so affected, so blessed, so in awe of what God had said through those dear people who, just don't know what our circumstances individually are, but God does.
Right.
And so it was such a blessing to me to receive that word last week, and the word that you just got was a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of know that feeling of not being able to start the show. It's
right.
Like,
and now you know. Whoa. You don't know what to even say because you're just basking in the glory of what God just did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are a charismatic church. What that means is we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some people use the term Pentecostal. There's a little bit of a difference there. Don't want to go into that right now, but just simply, we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We operate in them as these dear people before us on that show, the word of wisdom, the word of prophecy, all of these different things that God brings at different times to edify the body. And that certainly edified you.
Oh, yeah.
Built you up, blessed you, as did the word that came from me last week. So we are very, very grateful that God uses the body of Christ in each other's lives to be the blessing, to be that tool that kind of reminds us that he sees all the details of our lives. Because some of those things that came out just then over you, of course, those are not things these people would know as the same things that happened with me last week. These are not things that they would have any way of knowing. This is God speaking and reminding us that he sees the details of our lives, that he loves us, that he cares about everything going on in each of our lives, and that, you know, from time to time he sees fit to give us a word of encouragement just out of left field, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, go ahead.
Well,
if you can.
I was gonna say that certainly was. I mean, there were some things that I didn't know that were in that word. Some things I had suspected that were in that word.
Okay.
And some
All
things
right.
I'd been told before.
That were in that word?
That were in that word, just as a reminder, like Paul said to Timothy, stir it up.
Stir it up. Absolutely. And, you know, that is what it's about. Stir up those gifts within us. And I'm having trouble with my mic in here. Can you tell that? It's giving me a fit. All right, I'll stand up. That's better. And stir it up, yes. And when we are in a presence of the Lord like that, in a mighty way, feeling his presence and hearing his voice, it totally changes us from this moment on. You won't be the same.
Right.
You will not be the same. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity right now to have this show, Living the Good Life, today on the air and around the world in so many countries. Lord, you are the author and finisher of our faith. You're the one that knows every detail of our lives. You are the one that no matter what we're going through, you are there. And Lord, we give you glory and honor for this show right now. We have no clue how it's all going to do, how it's going to work out. You're always the one who leads and guides. And so we thank you in advance for the way you're going to move on our hearts and the hearts of those who tune in now or in the future. Lord, we give you the praise and we thank you for this opportunity. This is you, God. Stir our hearts, stir the hearts of the listeners, no matter when they listen, stir hearts to receive all the blessings that you have for each of us. We give you the glory and the praise for that. And thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We've started a new series, Pastor Jim, last Wednesday night, did we not?
Yes,
you and
me. We did.
Powerhouse prayer. What's powerhouse prayer, Pastor Jim?
Prayer that gets results.
There you go. Yes. Prayer that gets results. Prayer that operates under the power and the anointing of God that changes circumstances and changes lives. Last week, our show was about the Holy Spirit, and it was a powerful, powerful show. If you missed it, you can catch it here on the podcast under Living the Good Life. Just go to TanTalk1340.com. Now you can also use TanTalkNetwork.com. So either one of those web addresses will work. And come to the podcast, look for Living the Good Life. You'll find last week's show if you missed it. At the end of each month, our webmaster goes and puts all of our shows on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. BOHMglobal.com stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. So there's a ton of shows. Speaking of that, Pastor Jim, this is show number 498 that we've done in 10 years.
Yes,
crazy,
it is.
Isn't it? Isn't that wild?
Two more to the big 500.
Yes. To the 500. It just happens to hit on the weekend that I'm up doing a revival in Indiana. So we're going to celebrate it that next week with a very special show with all of our radio team, if at all possible. Being a part of that show, number 500 is huge. And we give God all the praise and thanksgiving for all these opportunities. We have a lot of those shows on our website. Again, www.bohmglobal.com. We're talking about the name today, aren't we? The name that is above all names. So we have to start with this song, one of my new favorites. Your name, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Beloche?
Beloche.
Paul Beloche. Listen, I love this song. I play it in my car all the time.
As morning dawns and evening fades, songs of praise that rise. from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Your name, Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to
praise him right now. Thank him right now. Thank you, God, for your name. Thank you, Jesus. Just worshiping with us right now. Worship. Amen. Healing, salvation.
There's comfort in your name.
There's comfort.
There is joy in your name. Tender mercies in your name.
No other name.
Jesus, let's sing out his name.
Jesus, join us.
Jesus,
thank you for your name, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
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 praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your name. Oh, the angels told Mary what his name was going to be. Couldn't have been anything but Jesus, because that means God our Savior. And that's what they named him. And they didn't, Joseph didn't say, no, I want him to be named my name, which would have been very common for the firstborn child, right, Pastor Jim?
Absolutely.
That was what they did. But instead, they went with the name of Jesus. And it's the name of Jesus we're going to talk about today in our Powerhouse Prayer series. We're going to start with John chapter 14. Jesus is talking a few days before he goes to the cross. And he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. We can stop our troubled hearts from being troubled, can't we? And anxious. Because he says, trust in God. God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms or mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you there to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know I'm you know the way to the place where I'm going. I just love this, Pastor Jim. I love this passage where he reminds us he has it all planned out. And so when we learn from him how to pray, we know that this all these instructions have come from the Father through Jesus the Son.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, because Jesus said, I only do and I only speak.
That's right.
What I see the Father doing, what I hear the Father saying.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, Jesus obviously came from heaven and is getting ready to go back to heaven here within just a few weeks of him talking about this. And he goes down to verse 6 and it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And the only way to the Father is through Jesus. And yet there's all kinds of religions based on getting to, quote unquote, paradise or heaven through some other person or set of belief systems, correct?
There's way too many, and they all make it way too complicated.
And they do, because it's very, very simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Trust in him.
Yes.
Trust in Jesus.
Just trust me, okay? I am the way, the truth, the life, okay? So the words that Jesus spoke were truth, right? In fact, it says in John 1:14 that he was full of grace and truth. You know, we beheld his glory. Glory is only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We can take his words to the bank, so to speak, because they are true. And so when you have authority to say that in my name you can do this, this, and this, wow. And Jesus had that authority because he is the only begotten of the Father and he is full of grace and truth, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have that life. Pastor Jim, I just love the way John, writes. I mean, John is one of my favorite books.
I would have never known.
Yeah, I love to teach out of the book of John because it just so shows the heart of the Father. Mm-hmm. It so shows the heart of the Son, Jesus speaking here. And he is the very one who teaches us about the Holy Spirit, which we talked about last week. And, oh, go ahead, talk to me about this before we go on down here in the next few verses, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, John was the beloved disciple.
Yes.
The one who leaned on Jesus' breast during the last Passover meal.
Right.
Referred to throughout this gospel as the disciple Jesus loved. He had that kind of special relationship. They were cousins anyway.
Right.
But John, I think that the reason that they had that specialness is John got it.
Right.
He pretty much got it.
He understood what Jesus was all
Jesus
about.
What Jesus was saying.
Yes.
More, I think, than at that point in time any of the other disciples.
Right.
And I just think he felt freer to talk and you know, I could just see him having these long discussions.
Yeah, don't
with
you
Jesus
think?
Where I really don't see the others doing that, but I do kind of see John doing that because he the other three gospels, and I'm not certainly not putting down, you know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I love of them too.
Right, sure.
But their perspective is different. They're kind of the history.
Right.
Whereas John is kind of the thought process
right.
of Jesus.
He's a thought process, and I think that he reveals things you don't see in the other gospels.
Oh, absolutely.
He reveals we're going to talk about those in a little while, the seven meanings of really what Jesus, who he was, the I am. We're going to talk about that. But right here we have one of those in verse 6 of John 14. I am, Jesus said, the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, if people think they can get to their eternal reward any way other than through Jesus, that is just not scriptural.
Absolutely.
It's just not scriptural. And you say, well, what about this one or that one? They're not... We don't have to worry about that. That's not us for us to judge, right?
We can pray.
We can pray that they'd come to know Jesus. This exactly. show is all about Jesus and the importance that he has in our lives, which is paramount. And Jesus is teaching here in John 14 about the relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I like that because we teach the Trinity. We believe the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and there's just so much right there, so much truth. Dr. Angel has just joined us. Angel, how are you? Are you on the line?
I am on the line. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
We are so glad that you and Andrea are now part of this radio team. It's really a blessing to have you both on the team, and the team is now 8 people plus me. That's quite a few. And so we thank God for you being willing to do this. Jesus, let's talk about Jesus, Angel. And on Thursday night on our show that you and I do, Go Yard, the life coaching show, I call you Dr. Angel. But here I'll probably call you Angel a lot, if that's okay. You're still an angel, whether you're Dr. Angel or just Angel, right? Right?
Always.
Yeah, always. Always an angel, right. Okay, you grew up hearing about Jesus, didn't you, in your life? This was not something that you didn't find Jesus in later life, did you?
Correct.
Talk to us.
Well, I grew up learning about who Jesus was, but not learning the truth of who Jesus was until I was actually in my 20s. And so, and the book of John was paramount in the heart of who Jesus is. That's
right.
The heart of him right there.
Right.
That was definitely the one that showed that he, his love and his compassion and who he is all
right.
the way through and through.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we see Jesus talking here in John 14, he's making some very clear, very important statements. And I propose, and besides the one we just read at the very beginning of John 14, that there really is a heaven and that there really is a place where we're going that God has prepared for us. And Pastor Jim, talk to me about that, and then we'll get Angel's take on that. Because, you know, I think some people like to think that it's all over after this, but it's not all over after this.
Well, absolutely not. Jesus sealed that when he rose from the dead. And
absolutely.
He says here in John, because I live, you also will live.
Right.
Death is not the end.
Right.
I mean, you know, our souls go to heaven. We await the resurrection of our body.
Right.
And then it's eternity with God. So,
oh, wow.
You know, that's a pretty good deal.
And it's pretty cool here. I've gone ahead and prepared a place for you.
Well, yeah, and I love this because you know my love of Jewish roots and all
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, talk to us.
This is all about Jesus being a bridegroom, being
right.
a Jewish bridegroom. And it just hit me today. Usually the sons lived in the father's house.
Right.
So here he says, in my father's house.
Right, there you go.
There are many places to live. And I'm going to go build a room on for you. And that's exactly what a Jewish son would do
right
when they were betrothed
right
and right now we're in the betrothal stage, which was in that in the Jewish culture as binding as marriage.
Right, exactly.
And the bridegroom would go off, build an addition onto the house.
Right.
When that was all ready, then they would have the actual wedding, and there'd be this big ceremony where he would go and get the bride and take her back
right.
to his house.
Wow.
I mean, they'd have the wedding ceremony, and then they'd go on back to his house. And that's exactly what he's talking about here in these first few verses is, yeah, I'm going to go away for a while.
Right.
And I think they understood, oh, yeah, just like a bridegroom.
Right.
I get it, Lord. But I'm going to come back. Once that room is ready, I'm coming back for you.
Because we're the bride.
Right.
The body of Christ.
And then, you know, Thomas says, wait, how are we going to know the way? And that's when he says, I am the way, and it's very specific in the
right.
Greek. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Wow. So, yes. Woo, that settles it, doesn't it? God
Amen.
Said it. I believe it. That settles it. Talk to us about this, Angel, and just how important it is for us to understand Jesus and the fact that he has a place for us.
Oh, totally paramount. I think it just kind of goes in. It really ties into that verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 where it talks about that this world is not our home. Our home is that total connection with Christ, and that eternal state is really where our resting future home is. And
that's
so
right.
It really just ties into this is a temporary place that we're here at, and that we have that eternal place with him.
Oh, amen. And doesn't that just give you hope that we're not here just spinning our wheels? You know, God's really been speaking to me a lot about really realizing that our present affects our future. Okay. And what we're doing right now is so important for what God has in store for us. You want to talk about that, Angel? Present reflects our future.
Well, you know, everything that we do definitely sets up our future, and it's definitely how we build that relationship with him. It's that connection with him and that
right.
connection with Christ. It's, you know, I know there's a verse that talks about, you know, that even the good deeds will wash away, but it's what we have with Christ that is what stands, and it's that relationship and the quality of that relationship.
Right. No, you hit the right word right there. It's relationship. And I think as John is depicting here Jesus in these last few days before he went to the cross, he wanted them to make sure they understood the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and how that whole relationship has to be cemented, I guess, in our lives. Talk to me about that. Angel hit the right word where I was headed, Pastor Jim. She didn't even know that.
Well, it is all about relationship.
It is.
And he wanted, especially in verses, well, or chapters 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Right.
These are the final written instructions that
right.
we have about what Jesus said. And I do know in Luke it says, or in Acts it says, you know, he taught them for 40 days. I think he reiterated a lot that's in these few chapters.
Right.
It's because he goes on to say later on, abide in me, I'm the vine, you're the branches. That's in chapter 15.
Yeah.
It's all about connection and relationship. It's not, I almost think Thomas, who seemed to be kind of intellectual,
right?
Maybe because he was such a doubter, you know, because he says here, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
Right.
And yet, you'd think by then, and I think Thomas thought too much with his head.
Right.
And I can say that because I do that.
Right.
Instead of his heart, instead of building that relationship.
Yes, yes.
And I think a lot of people, I know I did, find it much safer to have all that head knowledge.
Right.
Because relationship means vulnerability. And like,
ooh.
I think John was very vulnerable because he built that relationship.
Yes.
And at the outcome of his life, kind of like what they were talking about on the show before us, on Patmos, he was granted a vision.
Yes.
And, you know, the vision of the revelation. And I think God knew he could trust him with that.
Right. Because there was that relationship.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to call you Dr. Angel because because you being a PhD licensed mental health counselor how important is it that people have a relationship, not just with the people they live with and their family members and all that, but that they have a relationship with their creator, the God that loves them and cares about them. I mean, you can talk about that from a psychological standpoint too, can't you, Dr. Angel?
Absolutely. We were created for that relationship and that connection. And first with the connection to our creator,
right,
and then to a connection with the people we share on earth and people who aren't in relationship with other humans. I mean, they have all kinds of, you know, mental struggles that happen because we need those connections. We need first the connection with our creator. And when we don't have that, we have that void and that gap and that hole that we will try to fill with all kinds of stuff that won't ever fill it because there's only one thing that can, and that's the relationship with Christ. But even with our fellow humans, we need those connections. It is vital to our health.
Well, you said something right there that I firmly believe, that people struggle all their life to fill this void. Connie used to say on the show all the time that we each have a God-shaped hole on the inside of us, you know, that can only be filled by God. You know, and some of you out there listening, you say, well, wait a minute, I believe in this other, this whatever. The Bible is clear that you have a place on the inside of you that yearns to be filled by God. Go back to that point, Angel, and talk about that from maybe a psychological point, too, if you can.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it is. I like that God-shaped hole because that's really what it is in a nutshell. And what happens is when we try to fill it with other religions or other things is that we're miserable. We're still not filling it. We're getting more depressed or more anxious, or we're experiencing a lot more turmoil on the inside. The only thing that can fill that is that relationship with
right.
Christ. And it's not even, do I go to, you know, Christian church? I'm going to church and I'm trying to fill my God hole, because it's relationship that fills your God hole. It's not head knowledge. It's not, you know, do I belong to the right religious church? It is that relationship.
Pastor Jim is just, I'm in the control room, but he's over there in the studio, Angel, just shaking his head. Yes, you got, he just is pouncing to want to talk here. Talk.
Well, okay.
He agrees with you, Angel.
I do, very much, because I've been there, done that.
Right.
I mean, I went to church, went to church camp and probably got saved every Thursday, you know, at church camp, because that's when we all had the evangelist in and we walked the sawdust trail.
Right.
It never really took. I mean, I don't doubt that I was saved several
right.
times, you know.
Maybe you didn't have
yeah.
that.
I just
knowledge.
I didn't know what to do with it.
Right,
because,
exactly.
But I went to church and I knew all about God. And long before I was saved, I mean, God is so wonderful. He is so loving.
Isn't he?
He
Amen.
Knew what would get to me, and he put people in my path.
Right.
That got me interested in Bible prophecy. Now, this was this is, you know, over 40 years ago. And Hal Lindsey was really big, The Late Great
oh,
Planet
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah.
I read that, several other books on prophecy.
Angel wasn't born, but you and I remember that.
We remember that, yeah. And even though I hadn't made a commitment to God yet, I remember getting up in church, because they all thought I was so good, and preaching in church. I mean, I had it all up in my head.
You had head knowledge.
I had a great amount of head knowledge, and I could preach up a storm.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I went to a Methodist church, so we knew about God. And then when I went to college, you know, again, God is so wonderful. One of the leaders of Campus Crusade for Christ is on my residence hall floor, decides I might be someone who would enjoy coming to his Bible study. I'm thinking, yeah, right. Long story short, as you like to say.
Yes.
On October 30th, I'm... 1973, I got saved.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I made that commitment and knew what I was
you
doing.
You knew what you were
time.
Doing that time.
And it's so funny. I went back to my church, which was a denominational church, and we sang the hymns, and it's like I'd never heard them before. Because all of a sudden, I had the relationship with Jesus.
Right.
I understood what those hymns were talking about. And
it's a good point.
It was amazing. I mean... It was amazing because it's like I'd never sung them before,
right.
almost. And Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I've always had to struggle with is up here in my head.
Right.
As my former pastor from Indiana used to say, making that 18-inch conversion down to your heart.
There you go.
That can be hard because one of the ways the devil likes to trip us up, and a lot of false religions are based on this same thing, is, you know, confusing wisdom with what we got in our head.
Right.
You know, we can have all the knowledge in the world and not have true biblical wisdom.
Right.
And, you know, I've had, you know, that's one of my, been one of my struggles for a long time. But I just love it when God pops those words into my heart.
Yes.
And the relationship grows. And, you know, if anybody out there, you're wondering about this relationship thing, believe me. Believe me. God loves you and right. wants to save you and be in a relationship with you.
Exactly.
That word that came out today for me.
Yes.
You know, there are some things in my life that the preachers did not know about.
No,
don't
they don't know
about.
You. No.
And yet just the way the word was given.
Right.
Confirmed to me again, God's love.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, what you think you've done, what you even think about God, he still loves you.
And he knows you. He knows you inside.
And I just read that Psalm yesterday, Psalm 139.
Yeah.
You know, he knows when we sit down. He knows when we rise up. He knows our.
Right.
He knows what we're going to say before it's on our lips. And he still loves us.
Woo. Angel, I'm going to let you just pick up with that, with whatever hit you there. Because that was amazing, everything he was just saying.
That was amazing. And it's so true. And I think it's kind of part of our human condition to kind of try to intellectualize God a little bit.
Yes.
It gives us some control, maybe, or an illusion of control. And it isn't. It's all about the heart. And it's all about relationship. And am I communicating with him? Do I love him? And when we are in that place of relationship, it is like the scales have been removed from our eyes, and verses that we might have seen intellectually one way all of a sudden become living and breathing inside of us, and
yes,
amen.
Oh.
And when we're in that sweet spot, we have confidence in that relationship with him.
Yes.
We're not questioning our salvation, or we're not questioning, is this real, or is he real, or is we know, because you're in that sweet spot, you know.
Sweet spot. I like that you said that. I'm a golfer, and there is a sweet spot in baseball and with a golf club where when you hit the ball just right, boy, you know it. I mean, it just goes, you know, where it's supposed to go. And so the sweet spot, you want to define that as far as besides golf and baseball, what you're talking about there, so that some can really maybe possibly get that connection for the first time, Angel?
Well, I just kind of think of this. Sweet spot is that place in which we are just truly in that connection with Christ.
Right.
And, you know, when it relates to sports, it's that spot on the ball where you hit it just kind of goes where you need it to go. And that's kind of that spot with Christ. And we are in that connection and that relationship and that communication with him.
Oh.
Sweet spot.
And when we are, and I so agree with you, when we are, then it bears witness on the inside of us. In other words, as that word was being delivered to me last week, and the word that was delivered to Pastor Jim in here just a little while ago, he began to weep, and I did the same last week. You know that you know that you know that you know that that's coming from God through people who don't even really know you, and that these things that God is saying, it's confirming things down the inside of you. In other words, your heart is bearing witness, not just your head. It's your heart. Talk to me about that, Angel, and then we'll go back to PJ before we do this song.
And that's all part of that connection. I mean, we have that connection. You know, he knows us. When we're in relationship, we are intimate with him.
Right.
You know, he knows us inside and out, but we are being more vulnerable with him. And so he can use other people to be vessels who do not know us to send his messages that we know have to come from him, because others don't know this about us.
And right.
That's that reaffirming that relationship and
woo.
Helping, you know, to grow and make it stronger inside of us.
Oh, amen. Ooh, Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that before we go to this?
Well, it's just, yeah, I mean, speaking as, you know, like I said before, it did confirm some things, made me think about some things, but it really confirmed how much God loves me. And Angel, you said like being intimate.
Right.
And some people are scared because they think, well, I'm this or I'm that, or I've done this or I've done that. And yet God says it doesn't matter. He already knows. He knows what you did. He knows how rotten you are. And he still loves you.
Still loves you.
He still loves you and wants to be in that relationship with you.
And that's why we praise God. That's why we understand the importance of the name of Jesus. Because the word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And who does that? Jesus. You know, we go to Jesus and ask him to forgive us. Mm-hmm. You know, we ask him to, and we use his name. And that's what we're talking about today. And when I first heard this song, I think it's a newer one by the group Selah, I was just brought to tears. I bless your name. All I can say is let God speak to you right now. Oh, let it get down on the inside of you and let your relationship grow with him through this song right now.
In prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began their chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you
God. Praise God. We bless your name. Praise God. Wow. We can have revival up in here just with that. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We bless your name. The word says to praise the name of Jesus. And as we do that, we draw closer to him. Talk to me about that, Angel. And then we're going down into about someplace we're in John 14, about probably verse 11 or so. But go ahead, Angel. Talk to me about that. What happens when we bless his name?
That's just, you know what, it's just opening that communication up. It's,
yes.
You know, it's us acknowledging who he is, but it's also putting who he is down inside the depth of us, and it's just growing that connection and that relationship
yes.
and that intimacy we have with him.
Right. Yes. Oh, amen and amen. Amen. Let's go to John 14. Let's start with verse 10. Jesus said, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father, that the Father is in me?" Okay, we're looking at relationship right here. We're looking at the relationship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? And we are supposed to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I like the way somebody... I don't even know who. I've had this in my Bible for years. The Father is the operator of heaven. He has the responsibility, okay? The Son is the administrator, and he's concerned with ministry, you know, and all of that. And the Spirit of God is the manifestation of God. He brings the activity of heaven into your life. There are three parts of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying here, the Father is in me, I'm in the Father. Pastor Jim, our theologian, I'm going to defer to you for this right here and talk about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for a moment, if you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Back in John chapter 1, verse 18, no one has seen God at any time.
Right.
But God, the only begotten Son, who is close to the Father's bosom.
Yes.
Up in, I think it's verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was
yes.
with God, and the Word was God.
That
word for with is not the usual pronoun. It's the pronoun that means face to face. So they're separate, and yet they're in relationship.
Right.
And, you know, we know the Holy Spirit was just kind of waiting in the wings, under the old covenant. Well, even at creation, the Holy Spirit hovered above the waters.
Right.
And then throughout the old covenant, the Holy Spirit would come temporarily, would fall temporarily on prophets or judges.
Right.
Especially in the book of Judges, the Holy Spirit fell upon Samson, fell upon Gideon.
Right.
But that was only temporary to fulfill a specific thing that had to be done.
Right.
In the New Testament, under the New Covenant, Jesus died, was buried, resurrected, ascended into heaven, and on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, you know, they were all 120, were filled with the Spirit,
right.
speaking in tongues, and Peter said, it's because Jesus was glorified that you see this. And so the Holy Spirit then steps more to the forefront.
Yes.
And, you know, theologians have struggled with this concept since the first century, and it's a mystery. And, you know, there were times when I wanted to know everything about the Trinity. I had to, you know, and I figure it's just enough to go with what the Bible says. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Right.
They're one essence, three separate people, persons.
And with that said, being a chemistry teacher, you know what I'm about to say. Always helped me understand this, that water is always two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Every molecule of water in the world is two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, H2O. But it has different forms. It can be ice. It can be liquid. It can be steam. And yet it's all still water, and that helps me understand the Trinity. They're all God, but they have separate performances, I guess, separate jobs, like we were just talking about. you know, separate things that they're doing, you know. Angel, you want to address all this? Come on, Angel.
Oh, well, you know, that just shows how crazy our human mind can be, because, you know, we're taking the infinite and we're trying to understand it in the finite mind that we have.
Right.
And we can't.
We can't.
We can't.
No, you're right.
It defies logic. It defies what we know of logic. And so I love the best way, you know, is that the essence is, you know, just like you said, taking, you know, water is water and a solid, it's ice, and then the gas is, you know, the steam, and that's the three essences of that. And I think that's the closest kind of idea that our finite minds can wrap around, this Trinity aspect. And that's where faith comes in, and that's where relationship comes in.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so when we teach that we should pray in the name of Jesus, that is biblical, folks. That's what we're talking about today. Our new series is Powerhouse Prayer. You want to get answers to your prayer, pray under the authority of the name of Jesus, okay? And some people say, well, I just said in God's name. Well, what's wrong with that, PJ?
Because no place are we told to pray in God's
name. We're not. Right.
Well, and we're about to get to the verses where it talks about praying in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I think it's important to understand that's, you know, in Philippians, Paul wrote that because of what Jesus did, he was given the name that is above all names.
Exactly. So let's go to those verses. I love verse 12 of John 14. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. So right there, Jesus is saying there's a distinction here. There's the Father. He's the Son. And then in the same chapter, he starts talking about the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. In verse 13, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Angel, you're up. Talk to me.
You know, I used to teach children's church for many years, and I always taught them that, you know, using Jesus' name is kind of the stamp to get our prayer there, you know, to put action behind that. Because that's the power in that prayer.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And that's, you know, when we're praying in his name, we're praying according to his will, and we're praying, you know, in his nature, because we have relationship of that nature and it's living in us. And so it's just that the part of the power that, you know, gets it done.
Exactly. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, yeah, I was thinking what the old Amplified Bible said, like in this verse, presenting all that I am.
Ooh,
because
yes,
it's all about authority here.
It is about authority.
We have the authority to use
it.
He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils.
Right.
Heal the sick.
Yes.
It's all about using that authority.
Using the name. Yes.
Which is, authority is delegated power. Jesus has delegated us the authority. And
I like that. Delegated power.
It's kind of like, maybe not so much anymore, but when you used to see a policeman and he told you to stop, you'd stop.
Right.
And that's kind of the same thing. When we say stop in Jesus' name,
right,
we're all that authority that's behind that name we can use, because it represents the name. The name represents the person.
The person.
And so when we use the name, we're bringing Jesus on the scene to that prayer, to that request, whatever we're doing. Jesus comes on the scene.
And, you know, that's an excellent point. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I have given you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, evil actions, evil deeds. I have given you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. That was him giving us, passing that authority over to us. Back in years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, the king had a seal, you know, that if he sent a message, they sealed that letter or that parchment with some wax that had the king's insignia in it. It's the same. We've been given this authority in the name of Jesus. Talk to me about this, Angel. I could get fired up about this name.
Oh, well, Woo. It is the authority, and I love how you guys have brought that in. And it kind of, you know, in a human sense of the form of trying to understand it. I had three boys, and, you know, one of the kids would go ask, you know, go set the table for dinner, and they'd blow them off. And then when they said, well, Mom said to go set the table for dinner, all of a sudden, things happened.
That
and
made all the
really,
difference.
It does, that authority of Mom behind that word. And, you know, then they started just using it, and we had to set rules about not saying Mom said when she didn't. But the point of it is, that's really what it's about, is that power behind the
right.
authority behind those prayers.
It's the authority behind it. That's exactly right. And nowhere are we told to pray in the name of the Holy Spirit. Nowhere are we told to pray in the name of the Father. And so people who have a hard time with this just need to read the scripture, because it's so plain right here in the book of John. Pray in the name. Jesus said, I give you power. And like when he sent them out two by two, he said, in my name, you will cast out demons. You will heal the sick. You'll do it in my name. Oh, yes, this is powerful stuff. We got a lot more to talk about and more great music in our second hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are headquartered in Clearwater, Florida, but we are a global ministry. We have a prayer team that actually prays for your prayer requests, actually does it when you send them in online, prayers at bohmglobal.com, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Betty up in Indiana, Pastor Jim, and also Shell here in our ministry in Clearwater will send out a prayer request. We'll send that prayer request out to our team. They'll write a prayer, and we will agree on that together. So any requests, we have people that send requests from different places in the world. It does not matter where you are. Send them in. PJ, do you have anything you want to add to that real quick?
Well, yeah, please send them in, because we will pray for them. But also, when
right.
God answers your prayer.
Yes.
Please just let us know.
Right.
Because I do keep a record of all that. And
yes.
It's good to look back and say, you know, we prayed, God answered.
Yes.
We prayed,
We've
God
got that
answered.
Book. Oh, my gosh, it's great. The Answers to Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! All right. Angel, tell our audience about the show you and I do on Thursday nights every week.
Oh, we do Go Yard, which is a life coaching show, helping our listeners hit those home runs in life so that we are not just existing, but we are living life and living it well.
Amen.
It's an interactive show, so it comes on every Thursday at 6:06 on Tantalk Network.
Yes, it is there, tantalknetwork.com. And so we have a website, goyard2014.org, where you can go listen to a lot of our old shows. Topics, maybe you know, we like to say this, but you say it. You know what I'm about to say, don't you, Doctor?
No.
Oh, okay. That sometimes the show may not be what you need to hear right that moment, but later on, go on.
Oh, well, that's right. Sometimes the topic that we are covering may not be pertaining to you and where you're at in life in that day, but we have them all casted and titled and on our website, and you can go back and listen when life throws you a curveball, and there's a tool for you to use.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of tools.
Woo, it's so good. Wow. Just got a text from Andrea, one of our team members, and she says, isn't it a wonderful thing that when we pray using the name of Jesus, that we are actually accessing the Godhead? Oh, wow. That's right, because that's the authority right there, accessing the Godhead. We have to do a quick station ID. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend and invite them to listen to the second half of Living the Good Life tonight, today, wherever you might be.